If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
For my three-year tenure here in Springfield, I've been calling out the ridiculous budget process that plays out every year. Every year, the process is the same. The budget is crafted behind closed doors by the governor and the legislative leaders, while appropriation committees meet mainly for show and have little or no influence on the final product. Invariably, a budget of substantial size and detail is dropped on us in the afternoon of the last day of session, with little or no time to evaluate the good parts and the bad parts.
That's House Representative Republican Mike Marin, a Republican from the 104th District as the state legislature. The House, anyway, is back in session today. They could vote on an elected school board coming up later. We'll have a live report from Springfield. All right, let's go to the northwest side now. Freddie Pecoraro is on the phone line. He is the owner of Cecilia Bakery and has been one of the many business owners having trouble finding workers. Freddie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve. How you doing?
I'm great. Tell me a little bit about the bakery.
My dad came here in 1964, and in 1968 he opened up. And he was a staple in the Jefferson Park neighborhood for many years. Fortunately, back then, the neighborhood was really prominent. It was a really prominent neighborhood. It was great. We had a lot of supports all over the years. Now, we still have a lot of support from the neighborhood. But the problem we're having is we can't keep our door open. We have phenomenal products, but it's just finding the foot power and power in front has been a major issue.
And is it just the foot traffic, the customers, or is it the workers that are keeping you from staying open?
Well, it's the workers. We have a great correspondence from the customers. We have a lot of customers. I just don't have enough employees to manpower the front anymore.
And why is that, Freddie?
I guess coming out of COVID or even during COVID with everything that's been going on, between people, I'm not sure if people just don't want to work or this government substitute money that's coming in, they can live off of it, or I'm not sure. I just said there's no mentality or workforce out there left that really wants to come to work and do a job. And this isn't a career job in the front. It's a beginner job. This is where you start. You make some money, and then you move on to your career. It's a starter job.
Okay, I want to go in two directions here, but the first is Block Club says that you've been through 40 workers since the start of the year. So people are coming into work, but they're not staying to work?
People have come through interviews, never showed up the next day. I've had people leave their apron on the counter and walk out without even saying goodbye. I've had people work here for a week, 2 days, 3 days, and they just can't. It's too high multitasking. They say it's really labor intensive. We're a sandwich shop and a bakery. It's customer service. You put cookies in a box. You greet customers and you make sure that everybody's happy. That's our job.
How about the workers you had before the pandemic? Did you bring any of those back?
No. Those workers moved on to different careers. And those were people that already had careers planned.
Right, so because this was an entry-level job, and they were going to move on anyway, so their time to move on came.
Their time to move on came, and I would love to have those people back, but it's just,
okay.
God bless them. I wish them the best.
So we're going to talk to Tom Gimble. He runs a job placement firm a little bit later in the show, and one of the things we'll talk about clearly is this extended unemployment, because a lot of people say this extra $300 a week is what is keeping people from taking a lot of these restaurant jobs or entry-level jobs. But you tell me if you think that's the case, but it seems to me if you've got people coming in taking the jobs, it's not the unemployment, it's that they don't want to do the job.
They don't want to do the job. People, I've had parents bring their kids in. And God bless, when I was a kid, 30 days before school was out, we had rows of kids coming in, asking if they could get the job 30 days prior to school getting out. We haven't seen that in like 18 years.
What do you pay,
now,
Freddie?
Parents are bringing in their kids, but I can't train people, kids. Maybe kids aren't doing anything at home but playing video games, but I can't. There's no repetitiveness. There's no common sense. Is that the word?
Okay. So were you facing this situation before the pandemic?
We've seen this decline now, and everybody I speak to that's in my industry, and I know a lot of people in the food industry, and even from the distribution companies are having trouble. It's been a good 5 or 6 years now that it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. Like I said, it's an entry level job.
Freddie, I've got 4 texts here wanting to know what you're paying your workers.
We start them out at 14.
Well, that's pretty good, right? I mean, for what's
I
been?
Guess. I mean, I, that's I thought.
I mean,
thought
if it's an entry level
fair.
Job, yeah. Okay, so there's that. People, businessmen are always pivoting. You're pivoting. You're going to move out of your restaurant and into your truck?
Actually, we're opening up a it's in the parking lot of the bakery. We're going to do an Italian ice truck. And on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays, we'll sell, it might be beef sandwiches on Friday. It might be arancini on Saturday, or we're gonna mix it up. We're gonna have a couple weekends where we're making hand pressed pizzas from 5 to 11 Friday, Saturdays in the parking lot. So we're just kind of want to get into something where I want to have fun. I want to keep my catering going so we can cater for people, which we'll keep open. We might sell cannolis out of the truck in the parking lot too.
How much of your business has been catering? I mean, you're going to be okay with that?
If it doesn't sustain the taxes, then I'm going to have to give it up. The property tax here has gone up. I can't even. I'm at like 60 something thousand now, and they brought me up from 58,000, which we fought to get to. So my taxes are a little too high for us to say, you know what, it's worth keeping this building.
Right.
And right now, and things that are selling on the market are rental units and homes. Business buildings and anything that has to do with property rental when it comes to for business is in the pits.
Are you sad?
I'm sad because we enjoy doing this. I'm sad because my dad put 54 years of his life in the Jefferson Park neighborhood. I'm sad that we've supported a huge neighborhood for many years, and we've donated to schools. We've done all that, and I love to see people smile when they have the cannolis. They eat the arancini, our beef sandwiches. I mean, people love our bread. I'm sad that there's a lot of customers that grew up in this neighborhood that have retired and still live here that enjoy coming in. But I can't sustain the business between the money lost in training people and the money lost in the amount of our property taxes and everything. I mean, everybody's feeling the pinch. But then we have people that think that this isn't really happening. So
Freddie, then we just got a minute left or so, but I want you in your words then to sum up what you think the problem is when it comes to this labor situation.
I think our politicians have really given it to us. I think we have a horrible governor, and I'm sorry. I don't think the mayor's helped anybody else out either.
Okay, but a horrible governor and a lousy mayor is not going to keep a kid from working for $14 an hour at your bake shop.
I can't, why doesn't anybody want to come to work and make money?
Well, I guess that's what I'm asking, yeah.
I wish, if I had that answer, I'd go play the lotto right now.
All right, so the name of the bakery is Cecilia Bakery. It is in the 5900 block of West Lawrence, and if not the bakery, then we'll see you at the food truck.
The Italian ice truck will be open up next weekend, and we'll have it up and running, and we're making all fresh Italian ice from natural fruits. We don't use any preservatives. We'll be selling cannolis and pastries out there and coffee, and that'll be our homestand. And then we'll be doing hand-pressed pizzas on the weekend.
All right, Freddie, listen, I wish you the best of luck. Thanks for taking time to join us today.
Well, I hope to see you at the Italian ice truck.
You'll see me up there. And so about an hour from now, we'll talk to Tom Gimbel from LaSalle Network to get his handle on all of this when it comes to... See, it's kind of a different view, I think, than many did. We'll talk to Tom about it a little bit later. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom coming up.